guitarist Johnny Marr and the Healers. You are the magic. You're listening to Cajon. And right now I have Marciano the Magnificent in here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's a beautiful drive to Ferndale, isn't it?
It was. I almost got lost. I mean, I've been to Ferndale many times, but I almost got lost, so I had to cheat. I had to use the GPS on my phone.
I know. The second that you see the feed store, it'll be the one of the next lefts. One of the next lefts. So, yeah, it's a little challenging.
Plus, it's also where Outbreak was filmed, too, as well.
So, yeah, which is pretty exciting.
Yes.
Kind of creepy. I've never seen that movie. Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, it's really good. It's almost an all-star cast before all the movie stars became famous. So there's a lot of famous actors in that movie.
Well, I should check that out. That would be cool. Be kind of creepy, though, going to work the next day. But you are playing something really cool. It is the Kids Carnival, which is going on over at Del Arte, part of the Folklife Festival, happening today from 6 until 9. I wouldn't quite call playing as in performing. I guess you can call performing playing.
Yeah, performing playing, because I'm going to be, I'll be performing and I'll be playing with what I consider props and stuff like that, because that's what I do.
You're a magician.
Yes. A lot of people call it toys. It's toys for me, but they're props, you know. I just play around with them and until I can figure them out, or it's like, oh, this is so fun, you know, but they're props.
That's awesome. And it's you, Marciano the Magnificent, the puppet show. Have you ever seen the Kinetic Paranormal Society? They're pretty cool.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've actually seen it.
And then Ashanan and members of the Phantom of the Country Opera, which is cool. HLOCs, Phantom of the Country Opera, which is neat. And Lindsay Battle will be emceeing the whole thing, which is super cool. But Marciano, how did you get involved with magic?
Well, when I was 7 years old, my mom was going to the store, and I asked her, I said, Mom, would you please pick me up something, you know? And she said, okay. So she comes back with this big cardboard suitcase box with stars around it, and I opened it up, and inside was a bag and a cardboard podium with a bunch of magic tricks in it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, for, I think it was like $1 or $2, something like that. Very cheap. And it was Marshall Brudini, another famous magician who is still alive to this day. But that's, I looked at it, it's like, okay, this is awesome. And I started checking it out before DVDs came out, because this was in the 80s. It was a VHS tape. And popped it in, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. Whoa! Just blew my mind. Seeing things I've never saw before. And it's like, I gotta try this. So I did. And for the first couple weeks, about a month, I had it down just like that, and I got to do my first show for my mom's school, for College of the Redwoods.
Oh, nice.
Yes. My top hat, cape, everything. And blew everybody's like, how'd you do that?
Were you whenever you did that?
Seven.
Seven? Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been doing magic for 27 years, but I started when I was seven. There was a few breaks here and there, but professionally, I guess you could say I've been doing it for like maybe 15 plus years. So all together, it's, you know, I have 27 years, and I love it. Just magic's my passion, and I love to see people smile. I love the reaction that people get, and it's something you don't see it every day, you know? It's like, oh, that's so cool. Oh, that's awesome, you know? It's like making a glass right in front of you vanish, you know, with a paper towel or something like that on it, you know? Or somebody's like right in front of you, they have a coin in their hand, and they close it, they open it up, and it's gone. And there's, you know, short sleeves and everything. So.
And so you just loved seeing people's reactions to
that kind of thing. Yeah, it makes them feel good. And it's like, and, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, like, how'd you do that? Oh, no, you can't tell me. I know. It's a secret. No, I don't want to know because it's going to ruin it. So, and yes, I'll admit, I've broken the golden rule as a kid. I kept on showing people how things were done. And it's like, can't do that. I can't do that.
Well, you were really excited about it as a child.
I was, yes, I was beyond excited, and I finally realized I can't do that. So after taking a short break from it, my brother got me into dancing, and dancing kind of, it did take over my magic, but not permanently, though. I got back into it because I seen a show on TV about magic.
What kind of dancing?
Break dancing.
Oh, nice.
Right, yeah. Breakdancing pays off when you have to use all your muscles and everything. but yeah, I got into that for a little bit, and my mom kept on telling me, I wish you would get back in your magic, you know? I didn't lose it. It was just, you know, I just took a little break. I saw a movie or a show on TV, and it caught my eye. Like, wait a minute, what am I doing? This is my calling. This is what I need to do. Got back into it, from coins, cards, ropes, disappearing, vanishing, everything. So I stuck with magic because it's what I do, and it's my talent, and I love it.
Sweet. Well, that's really cool. Wow. I'm excited that you're performing at the show tonight on over the Kids Carnival over at the Big Top Tent. It was really sweet. Lindsay Battle
yes.
ended up asking you to be a part of this.
Yes, I was actually
cool.
blown away about that. I asked her, I was like, how did you hear about me? Well, apparently she has a friend who works over at the Ink People where I used to work at, actually.
Oh, cool.
And they knew about it. It's like, so I was referred. It's like, that is so cool.
The Ink People is a really awesome organization.
Yes. One of the workers that I worked with, actually, she happens to be a dance teacher, too, as well. And she was the one that she asked me if my daughter would be interested in dancing. And my daughter took ballet. So,
cool.
Yes. So I thought that was really awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Yes.
They always have great stuff over there. But I want to remind people that the Kids Carnival, it's free for kids 12 and under. Which
yes.
is super awesome. And adults are just $5.
Right? It's a major deal breaker right there.
Yeah, so that's really cool. Well, I mean, it's a major deal.
Yeah. Right, breaker.
But, yeah, I guess you won't be doing breakdancing tonight.
Well,
Marciano has a broken ankle.
The thing is I was able to perform for the 4th of July Festival, my biggest hit since all the other years, and I managed it. As a matter of fact, I had more crowds than I did this year than I had any other year.
Breakdancing or?
Nope, for doing my magic.
Magic, nice.
Yes, and I thought it was going to stop me. It's like, nope, just a broken ankle. My hands and arms aren't broken, like my mom says. Like, oh my gosh, you won't be able to do your magic shows, will you? It's my ankle. Not my hands and arms.
So you're good to go.
So, yeah.
So it's fine. I know. I've had my foot has been laid up for a long time. So I feel you got to just keep going.
First broken bone in my entire life. And for everybody, that knock on wood stuff, yeah. It don't work. I tried it. Apparently it backfired on me.
Okay, awesome. So you kick something or...
No, I was wrestling with a friend of mine at a barbecue, and I lightly fell down while he fell down top of me, and somehow my ankle jammed between his calf and inner thigh and went down, and I heard a little snap.
Ooh, that sucks.
I thought it was a twisted ankle, but no.
I hope it heals faster than not, but your performance will still be awesome times 10 coming up later on tonight.
Show's got to go on.
6 p.m., free kids at 12 and under. Adults are just $5. The Kinetic Paranormal Society Awesome Puppet Troupe will be doing some performances. Ashanan will be there, also members of HLOC's Phantom of the Country Opera, and more. And Lindsay Battle will be emceeing the whole thing, so that's pretty sweet
awesome.
As well. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play another song. This is from Hot Club of Cowtown. It's called The Magic Violin. You're listening to KHOM.